So far, all had gone well, but in the winter many of Taylor's soldiers were withdrawn to take part in Scott's campaign. This seemed to be the Mexicans' time. They attacked Taylor with four times as many men as he had in his army. This battle was fought at Buena Vista, February 1847. Taylor beat back the Mexicans with terrible slaughter. This was the last battle of Taylor's campaign. 335. Scott's invasion of Mexico. The plan of Scott's campaign was that he should land at Veracruz, march to the city of Mexico, 200 miles away, capture that city, and force the Mexicans to make peace. Everything fell out precisely as it was planned. With the help of the Navy, Scott captured Veracruz. He only had about one quarter as many men as the Mexicans, but he overthrew them at Cerro Gordo, where the road to the city of Mexico crosses the coast mountains. April 1847. With the greatest care and skill, he pressed on and at length came within sight of the city of Mexico. The capital of the Mexican Republic stood in the midst of marshes and could only be reached by narrow causeways which joined it to solid land. August 20, 1847, Scott beat the Mexicans in three pitched battles, and on September 14, he entered the city with his army, now numbering only 6,000 men fit for active service.